It's very unlikely for a couple of reasons. We have to give the Washington State Department of Transportation the bad timing award. Too many mistakes and missteps put lawmakers in a bad mood for approving more mega projects, more spending.
Yeah, remind us of some of these missteps.
So a couple of these beautiful blunders here. Let's talk about Bertha, the tunnel boring machine that's stuck under Seattle. It ran into, at least one of the things it ran into, was a steel pipe that the department or one of its contractors left there. Oops.
Ouch.
And then there's the cracks on the pontoons on the Highway 520 project, mm-hmm. which may turn into cost overruns, could. And so that puts people, lawmakers, in a bad mood for approving, you know, other spending.
Well, why is that? Don't mega projects always run into trouble? Big digs are hard.
They are. But sources have been telling me for some time that especially in the Senate, Republicans were looking for some kind of cover, some kind of an out to not vote for taxes this year. This is an election year. Mm. So Republicans are wary of that anyway. And so they're having a hard time getting the votes. And they're, you know, trying to find a way to explain to the business community why it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. In fact, this week, King County's executive said this isn't going to happen.
King County Executive Dow Constantine is pretty much saying he's tired of waiting for what we should call the can't-do legislature to get off its duff and get this going. So
this meaning what we're talking about, Metro?
We're talking about
dozens of Metro routes could fall away if he doesn't get funding?
Exactly. So the transportation package, which was big, it had some transit in it and it had some road projects. And the county has been waiting for a long time for the legislature to get this going. But what happens, these Metro bus cuts are looming. And so Dow Constantine and some other folks on the county council who were standing with him this week are saying, we can't wait any longer. We have to pull King County out of it and take care of the problems that we have now.
Is this just another example of the same old Puget Sound area versus statewide conflict?
Well, this goes on all the time, as you know, and a lot of the money does go to the Puget Sound big projects. But it is unusual, especially with the Constantine move, to have King County come out of it. Remember, a lot of the yes votes for tax packages always come out of King County.
Yeah, we live in the place where people are willing to vote for that.
They're willing to vote for it because they see the connection between voting for more spending and then improving the commute.
So it's like King County saying, we're going to take our yes votes and
we're going to take our yes votes over here and deal with this looming, pressing problem of 17% cuts coming to Metro. And so that leaves the rest of the state and some of these projects in limbo for at least another year.
So circling back, if yet again the Washington State Legislature doesn't pass this transportation package, who is affected how?
All those folks who've been sitting in traffic jams and waiting for these projects to come and ease some of them. So, for example, Highway 520 is only partially funded. So that project could be delayed because of the fact that the lawmakers aren't going to pass a transportation package. You have the Oregon lawmakers already pressing ahead with their end of that crossing between Oregon and Washington because they know that we're not going to get to it. And if Bertha delays 99, you know how much fun the congestion is around that project and the work that's being done. And north-south commutes in Seattle are already very difficult.
And for the anti-tax folks, I guess it means your gas prices don't go up that much more?
It does mean that. But one lawmaker that I spoke to said, well, what is the long-term strategy other than taxes suck?
What is the long-term strategy?
I'm not certain. The long-term strategy is a short-term strategy. It's to get through the election and then deal with the transportation.
News analyst Joni Balter. Joni, thanks.
Thank you.